The rap on Washington and the Trump administration these days is that nothing is getting done. Well, tell that to anyone concerned about the climate crisis. It's true, many of President Trump's legislative initiatives have gone nowhere in Congress, but Trump is delivering big time on his promises to gut the federal government's efforts to fight climate change, from pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement to proposing massive budget cuts to federal agencies that work on the problem. So what's someone who cares about climate change to do? Well, French President Emmanuel Macron has an answer. Come east, young men and women.
To all scientists, engineers, entrepreneurs, responsible citizens who were disappointed by the decision of the President of the United States, I call on them, come and work here with us.
That's Macron the day after Trump's repudiation of the Paris Agreement. The French president went on to take a dig at Trump's campaign promise to make America great again.
Because wherever we live, whoever we are, we all share the same responsibility. Make our planet great again.
Macron followed up this plea a few days later with a concrete offer, roughly $70 million to pay climate researchers to come work in France. So we've been wondering, how's that going? And is anyone taking him up on the offer? We called up a couple of people to talk about this. The first is our reporter in Paris, Adeline Sia. I asked her why Macron made the offer.
Well, I think he's trying to position himself. You know, he's new, he's young, and he's eager, and he's got a lot of support. So he's trying to position himself as a leader in Europe, and also certainly as a great patron of science. And it seems to address the scientists' community by saying, you're being disregarded in your own country, and come to France where you'll be treated like royalty.
I mean, he's positioning himself, but he's issued this invitation. So what do we know how this appeal to the scientists of the world would actually work?
I spoke to a French scientist here who works for the National Center for Scientific Research, which is going to be sorting out the applications. So far, there have been about 1,000 requests. Possibly 150 were qualified. About half of those were from the United States. And the website is very welcoming. You know, it promises scientists who want to come to France visas for their entire families, you know, free quality public schools. So that's all great. The only problem is that the government earlier this year announced a $350 million cut in a science budget. And so this project would cost about $70 million. And, you know, that has a lot of scientists scratching their heads and say, you know, where is this money going to be carved from? Not only that, but it seemed that no one at the CNRS was even warned about this project, much less so consulted. So that had a lot of scientists really miffed.
Yeah, I gather you spoke with one researcher scientist who is also pretty upset by this move.
Yes, I spoke to Patrick Montfort of the CNRS, and he's on the board of directors. And like I said, he was not notified of this project. So Patrick Montfort is saying, I would say to Americans, don't come to our country at any cost, because in the U.S., in spite of Trump's decisions, funding at universities are better than in France. So he says, you know, if you come to France, it's at your own risk. You may not like it.
Reporter Adeline Sia speaking with us from Paris. Thanks very much for telling us about this, Adele.
You're welcome, Marco.
So let's turn now to one of those American scientists who's looking to take French President Macron up on his offer. Ashley Ballantyne is an assistant professor of bioclimatology at the University of Montana. Professor Ballantyne, I've got to ask you, you've got a pretty sweet position already. You're on tenure track at a good U.S. college university. Are things really looking so grim for climate researchers under Donald Trump that you're willing to chuck that all away and head to France?
It's not that I'm running away from Donald Trump, but I'm certainly trying to diversify my research base and I'm always looking for opportunities to collaborate with scientists from around the world. And I think this is a pretty intriguing opportunity.
Diversify those ties and those connections because you're worried about what might happen further down the road under President Trump?
Yeah. I'm finding funding increasingly challenging to come by in the United States. So if another pot of money presents itself, then I'm willing to submit a proposal.
Now, your wife is French, I understand, so I imagine that might have made this opportunity even more attractive beyond looking for a more welcoming research environment. How much is your own personal connection to France driving some of this interest?
It's definitely enticing to me for professional and personal reasons. And then there's not as many personal obstacles for me as other researchers trying to assimilate to French culture and a French system, perhaps.
Well, as we just heard from reporter Adeline Sir in Paris, it seems that President Macron is also trying to stake out his position as a world leader, ignoring perhaps some French scientists who say the funding outlook there for them isn't so great. Are you concerned that maybe France isn't the promised land for climate research that Macron seems to be suggesting? Could there be buyer's remorse?
That remains to be seen. You know, these are four-year projects as proposed, so a lot can change in 4 years' time, as we know.
Yeah. Well, as you described your own kind of viewpoint, you're diversifying your portfolio. How would you gauge the mood of your colleagues here in the U.S. generally about the prospects for climate research under the Trump administration?
You know, I think the morale is, on one hand, a bit low, but on the other hand, it's in some ways galvanized the climate science community to speak out more. And maybe we were getting a little bit complacent with the previous administration.
Do you know of other climate researchers here in the States looking for more favorable places to do their work?
Yeah. So prior to this offer from Macron, I know of many mid-career scientists that have moved to Europe. So I think in some respects, there's been a bit of a reverse brain drain. It used to be that European scientists would come to the U.S. for opportunities, but I think the tides are turning. And there have been several really well-respected mid-career scientists leaving for institutions in Germany and Switzerland and France, England. So there has been a trickle of scientists leaving the U.S. for Europe.
Ashley Ballantyne, a professor of bioclimatology at the University of Montana, who's looking to take up Emmanuel Macron's offer on a move to France for researchers. Ashley, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.